given. Again, Tamlem, we say no, the Pasuk says, Ol Ho'ilah Mikol Mokim. As long as this korban has a right to be brought, it's called the korban Ho'ilah, and the skin of this Ho'ilah taka goes to the Kohanim. Now we dash in Ol Ho'ilah, Ol Ho'ilah, the skin of a korban Ho'ilah. Ein Liyela Ol Ho'ilah. Maybe only this skin from a korban Ho'ilah goes to the Kohanim. Ho'ilah is kodesh kodosh minayin. Yes, Ho'ilah is kodesh kodosh minayin. We know. Or the kodesh kodashim, the skin goes to Kohanim. Tamar, the pasuk says, Or Oilo, Ashe Hikrif. Then Mashma, the kohen that brings it, he has the right to eat from the skin. Rashi says, Kol HaKabrasa Mashma, Ashe Hikrif Mashma, any korban. Yochel, I would have thought to say, Shani Mar, about kodeshim kala, maybe even kodeshim kala also. Since the Kohanim bring the korban, maybe they have the right to get the skin. Tamulem, this we say, no, the pasuk says, Oilo. Mashma only a korban oilo, so we dash in ma oilo. Kodesh kodashim, afko kodesh kodashim. Only a korban of kodesh kodashim and a chatis, a noshim or an oilo, then do we say the skin goes to the kohanim. But not by kodesh kalam. Rabbi Shmuel Oima, or oilo, it says, ein li yelo oilo, maybe only from a korban oilo. Oilo is kodesh kodashim, and I have enough from a chatis from a noshim. He says, bedinu, it's a svara. Or ma oilo, shla zocha vibsara. Madach a korban oilo. That the coin does not get from its meat. Still Zocha, the year where the coin gets from its skin, is so Kotshe Kodoshim. She Zocha, but the son of the coin is Zocha in the boss of Kotshe Kodoshim, is Zainadin, isn't the Svaro, She Zocha, the urine, that it shows to be Zocha with the skin. And this Gemara says, no, the Chur Mizbech, we're being a proof of the Mizbech, not like that. That the Mizbech, She Zocha, the boss of, there is Imurim that goes on the Mizbech, and still we say, Vloy Zocha, the all. And they're not zoich in the skin. We never burn the skin on the mizbeach. So Khuri came on out shah kotshe from oilo. So Mora says no. Mal the mizbeach. Mizbeach is different. She came le zocha b'miktsas. The mizbeach was never zoich at all with any skin. To yom ha'bekanim, ha'shengam ha'kanim, she zocha b'miktsas. Since at least by korban oilo, here it says clearly that the korban does get the skin. So hoyo le zocha b'miktsas, zocha b'kulo. Since the Torah says that by one place, the korban oilo, and there they don't get the bosa. So why does the Sforah say, by a chatas and noshim, that since the kohanim get a portion even in the bosa, for sure it's the Sforah to say that they get the skin. Rabbi Yim Rabbi says, kol atzmo lehus rachnu el lior oilo bavad, that the Yikah posta gunita to teach us, the lior oilo, the skin of a korban oilo, goes to the kohanim. That's the chiddush over here. Why? Shebechol mokam all over, or mahalach achra bosa, because that's pshita, always the svori, the skin, goes after the bosa. So by shah kabonis that the bosa goes to the kanim, pshita by kachim kalim, the kanim get the bosa. But by oila, that the kanim do not get any bosa, I would have thought they don't get skin. Kamashkun, yes, they get the skin. Now, poor man is srofim, asir man is srofim, or hain, or risayim is srofim, imoyim, enechanami, since the meat is burnt, who would then the oil is also burnt. Chatas v'yoshim azivcha shal mitzibon matana l'kayim, it's a matana to the kayim, the skin. And therefore we say like this, rotsu mashita noison lerotsu weichel noison, just so that the kohanim could do whatever they want with the skin, just so they get the boss, they could do what they want with the boss, who would then the skin that comes with it, if they want to, they could like skin it and use the skin by itself. If they want to, they could eat it with the boss. Or rotsu weichel noison agabi oiren kochim kalim alochariz lebailim. The skin goes to the bailim, and the same thing. Just like they get the bosa, they get the skin. So rotsu mashita noisan, if they want to, they could skin the animal and use the skin. Rotsu oichon noisan magabi oren, they could eat it with the skin. Avol oilo, but by a korban oilo. Nema boi, there's a special mitzvah that says, if shetes oilo, you have to first skin the korban oilo. And then v'nosa, choyston sechet, then you have to cut it up into pieces. So Yechla, I would have thought to say, maybe the kohanim did not get a portion in the skin, since they did not get a portion in the meat. Talmud Lehim, it says, no, that the skin of a korban oilo goes to the kohen that brought it. For pratlet ful yoyim, that they do not get from the skin. Because otherwise, I would have thought to say, maybe only they don't get from the bosa, because they're not fit to eat right now. But maybe a tvoyim or an oinein, yiske biyorin, she bezoicha to get from the skin of the korban, sheinu lachila, that the skin is not meant for eating purposes. So maybe you could get a portion of the skin. And this Talmud Lehim, lo yiyah, no, that the skin only goes to the kohen. They can do the avoda. Trap and the chusik of bum mitzvu yain b'yainin. They do not get a portion of the skin. But the gemara v'tan kama nami typically medina. L'chura ahava kava chayma. So what do we need a postik? Rashi says the nafkul on Rabbi Shmuel. For lomuli krol yerim was kachim kachim. What do we need a special postik about the skin of kachim kachim? Learn it out from the kava chayma. So the gemara says true that milsa the yach of the kava chayma turn across of l'chura. Sometimes even something he couldn't learn out from the Kabbalah Chayma, still there's a cloud, the Torah goes and writes it down. For Rabbi Yishmael, for the Gemara, Haya Shehikriv, Mayavalei, what does he do, Pasuk HaShehikriv? And the Zankama uses this Pasuk to teach us that the skin of Kotcha Kadoshim goes to the Kayin. What does Rabbi Yishmael do with this Pasuk? Mayavalei, so Pratul Tzvuyam Mechusi Kippurim V'yainin, that they do not get a portion in the skin, since they're not fit to do the Avodah. For the Gemara, we're typically way Malayia. From the other part, the Malayia is Mashma. Malayia is only Mashma if you can do the Avaida. We have Yishmael at time, Yishmael goes according to his time. The Yom Rav Yechanan, Mishum Rav Yishmael, Ne Ma Biyoda Layia. It says by Korban Elon Postik Layia. For Ne Ma Biyoshim Layia. It says also by Korban Oshim Layia. So he uses it like this. That Ma Lahalanat's Maisel Matar, just like by Korban Oshim. The bones of the Korban is Mutta for the Kain. To do what he wants with it. Is Avkan who are them by Korban Oil also? I'll tell you what's nice of Maturin, that the Kohen could do whatever he wants with the bones. The bones of a Korban Oil also goes to the Kohen. He could do what he wants with it. So the kid said that's what he does with the word Loyia. So therefore he does not need to teach us it's full Yoim, rather uses the other Pasik. Because from Loyia Dashins, that the Kohen have right to use the Atzomas, the bones of a Korban Oil. The Gemara says Mufni, it has to be extra. One Loyia is extra over here. Because the Idla Mifta wouldn't be extra. Ikla Mifta, we could ask the question on this Limud. Ma Li Yashim Shekain Basar Mutaloi. By a Korban Oshim, since the Kohen could eat from the Basar, maybe that's why he has the right to use the bones. Ma Shank and a Korban Oshim that he has nothing from the Basar, maybe can not use the bones. So therefore, Nechnami, you need an extra word, Loyia, to make this Rasha. So where is Nechnami? Loyia Kroy Yaseru, it's an extra Pasik. That's what Rabbi Shmuel does with this pasuk of Loyia. Therefore, he does not learn out from Loyia to teach us that Tzfuyim cannot get the skin, rather, he needs the other pasuk of Hashikriv. Therefore, it's not a kash on Rabbi Shmuel. All right, we'll stop here.
We're holding Daf Kuf Gimel Amad Beis, holding by the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Kol HaKodishim She'eira Behem Tzul Kodim HaShaitan. Any kodshim you have, if it still happens to the korban, let's say it's a korban erva, korban chatas, korban oshim, that it still happened to the korban before they made our shotas or before they skinned the animal. So then the halacha is, ein oirusei makahanim. The yor, the skin, does not go to the kahanim, but rather it's supposed to be burned with the basa. Since the basa became possible, so the din is supposed to burn the basa, so the din is supposed to also burn the skin with the basa. But let's say the Acher has shaken. Let's say that still happened to the korban after they already skinned the animal. Then the locker is the same mekanim. The or the skin of the animal goes to the kohen, even though the din is yet to burn as a basar, but still the skin goes to the kohanim. On this, Omer Rabbi Chanina Sgana Kohanim. Rabbi Chanina Sgana Kohanim says that miyomai means for my lifetime, lereisi or yoytz lebeis hasreifa. I never saw them burn the skin. That he never saw skin that was skinned already off the animal to be burnt. In other words, he's saying even in a case where the psul happened to the korban before they skinned the animal, but then they skinned it, still he holds the skin by itself, goes to the kohen, there's never a din to burn the skin. On this, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says back, Midvorov lo madnu. For Rabbi Chanina's Kanakana, we hear, we learn, Shehamashit Eshabachor. If let's say a Kohen makes Havshata, skins the Korban Bechor, after he made the Shechit on the Korban Bechor, now he skins it, the Nimtzei Trefa, and he finds out that the Bechor was a Trefa, so even though the Korban was possible from before, but still, Sheyeusa HaKahanim B'Oroi, that the Kahanim are still allowed to have enjoyment from the skin. The Kohanim could keep the skin. And the Chiddush of Rabbi Kiv is, even a Bechor that's a Balmum, that the locher is allowed to shecht it outside the Beis HaMikdash, when the locher is that the Kohanim are allowed to eat from the basar, still, if it still happened like here, we found that it was a trefo, even though the Kohanim cannot eat from the basar, but still we have a right to ask from the skin. The skin goes to them. However, the Chacham and the Chacham say, Ein l'ri'inu raya. No, just the fact that you and Chnina, Skana Kohanim, never saw them burn the skin, that's not a proof. But rather the Chum hold El Yaitz Lebeis HaFreifa. They hold yes, you have to burn the skin. If there's a psul in the korban, who had in the oil of the skin has to be burnt. So the Chum hold, even though you skin the animal first, and then a psul happened to the basar, but still, whenever there's a din to burn the basar, who had in, you have to burn the skin also. Now the Gemara says, Kol Shaloi Zohar HaMizbeach B'Tzorom, anytime the Mizbeach was not Zeicha to the Basar, meaning if the meat of the korban has to be burnt because it's puffled, but you can't put it on the Mizbeach, the halacha is then, the Kohanim are not Zeicha with the skin of the korban. The Yafagav, the Yashite Lior, Kaidim Zrika. Even though the Medav Shotah, they skinned the animal before the Medav Zrika. Still, the Zrika does not help to be matzah the oil to the Kohanim. The Gemara says, Mani, who is this right to go like? So goes Reb Lezer Reb Shimon. This Gemara goes according to Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, the Yom that he holds, Ein Hadam Ratza Alo Bifne Yatzmai. That in the case where the basar is already puffled, so now the Zrika Hadam does not help just to be matzah the skin, the oil. Therefore, you have no right to eat the skin if the basar is puffled. That's the din of Kosh Lazocha Mizbech, the Tzoro is Lazocha Kana Biyaro. And this was the Mishnah we had before. This was the Mishnah before the beginning of the block, in the Kuf Gimel and Aleph. That Kosh Lazocha Mizbech, the Tzoro, Lazocha Kana Biyaro. Even though they made a Zrika Saddam, the Zrika Saddam does not help to be matter the skin by itself. So now the race of our Mishnah goes according to Reb Lezer Reb Shimon. The Gemara says, if so, aim a sefer. Why is it saying the sefer this Mishnah, meaning the Mishnah we just learned now? But our Mishnah here says, Kol HaKadoshim, Shira Ben Psul Kodim, Ev Shaitan, any Kodim, that the Psul happened to it before they were mashed the skin, before they took off the skin. So it says in our Mishnah, Ein HaRisayim HaKadoshim, then the oil of the skin does not go to the Kohanim. For Smashma, Liyacher has Shaitan. Well, let's say that still the first happened to the Korban after they skinned the animal, even though it's before Zrika. Still, are the same the Kohanim. Then we say when you make a Zrika, it helps on the skin by itself. So, if so, also the Rebbe, the Chorah Mishneh goes according to Rebbe Shita. The Yom of the Rebbe says, Ha'adam Merat Salah'or. That yes, even though before you made this Rika Saddam, there was a psul already in the basar, let's say the basar was Yaitzei, there's a psul Yaitzei on the basar, so you have to burn the basar, but since you already skinned it and you have the skin by itself, this Rika Saddam helps that the skin is mutter to the Kohanim. That's what's master for now, Mr. over here. And so it comes out, Rasha Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, that holds no. That since the Mizbeach is not Zeicher in the Basar, therefore the Zrika does not help the oil. And the Sefer Rebbe, the Sefer comes out according to Rebbe that says, yes, the Zrika helps. But as long as it was a Hafshata, as long as they skinned the animal, so, and then it was either them too, so the Maisa, then the Zrika helps. So the Marian Kazam Rabbi says, need the Sefer Rebbe he. Since the safe, I will list Mr. Goes according to Rebbe. I'll tell you really, Reisha Nami Rebbe. The Reisha of our Mishnah also goes according to Rebbe. But Amoy the Rebbe agrees, saying, Heshit, Kaidim Zrika, that usually talking, you do not skin the animal before Zrika. So usually talking, that's the lesson of the first Mishnah, that Kos Lezachim is Bechad Sarah. If it happened at Psul on the Bosa, and usually by the time he makes the Zrika, his skin is still on the basar, therefore the Kohanim do not get the skin, but rather there's a din, you have to burn the skin also. Our Mishnah is explaining though, but let's say it happened that you skin the animal first, and then you made the zrika. And the Chanani, the halacha is like Rebbe, that the zrika would help on the oil, and then the skin would go to the kohanim. In other words, like this, the skin is part of the korban and has the kedusha on it. How could the kohanim use it? Elamites the zrika. The chance to make the zrika, just like usually the zrika for Adam, not only does it make a kapara for the owner, but it also is mate the bosa bachila, who adin is mate the skin to the kohanim. Rebbe holds, even though the zrika is not mate the bosa, because there's a psu yaitin, let's say, on the bosa, but still the zrika helps to be mate the skin, that now the kohanim are allowed to use the skin. Shenachnami Abai says both mishnahs go according to Rebbe. Rav says no, just the opposite. That neither Reisha Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, since the Reisha of the first Mishnah goes according to Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, that a Zerika does not help for the skin by itself. So I'll tell you, say for Nami Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, that our Mishnah also goes according to Reb Lezer Reb Shimon. And so what does our Mishnah mean to say? Kol HaKodshim Shir Ben Sul Kaidum Ashitam, then the Kanam Anat Mutah. But if it still happened, Liyachar Hev Shaitan, then it's Mutah. So I'll tell you like this, my Kaidum Hev Shit, what does it mean to say before they skin the animal?